Fred Film Radio, Karlovy Vary International Film Festival, Czech Republic.
Angela Cherby, Fred Film Radio from the Karlovy Vary Festival. We're here with Berut Karamidzadeh, the director of Empty Nets. Good morning.
Good morning.
And the recipient of the Special Jury Award, actually, because your film was awarded. So were you expecting this? Was it something that you were hoping for, expecting?
I mean, there's always hope, but it was a tough competition and there were very, very good films and a great lineup. And it was already an honor to be selected with my debut film in such a great competition and such a great film festival, such a big history. And so that why I was more relaxed, because I already had this selection and I was proud. And we went there and great feeling how we was recepted by the audience, because the audience really loved the film. And it was already an award to screen this film in front of 1,200 people.
Wow.
And also at the end, when they stand up and make the standing ovation, it was like really, really touching.
Yeah, I can imagine it's a very strong, like, strong feeling, to be very, very powerful as the film is, actually, because let's talk about your film. The film is this is a powerful depiction of a generation in Iran, and what is clear that there is a tangible urgency on your side to tell us this story, right? So why did you choose to tell us this story?
For me, it was always important to make a film about Iran, my debut film about Iran, because I'm very interested in the society there, in the world there, and I wanted to give the people something back, mm-hmm. people from my country something back, and show a window to this society, because I see filmmaking like a very subjective thing, because for me, like a director is very important. I'm director and author. In yes. one person, and I like to write my scripts my own, to give my inner view, how I see the world. And I had the feeling that we need to see some other pictures of Iran. We don't need to see always the same pictures, and to give a inner view of Iran. And I was thinking, what are the topics which are very close to me, about whom I can talk, because I cannot talk about a lot of things because I didn't grow up in Iran. And what I could talk about was the situation of young people in Iran. Because through my travels, when I visited my families, my relatives, I get in contact with my cousins, and I get the touch of, I get the feeling of what is their problems, what is their hopes, what is their dreams. And I started to make a research about the young people in Iran, the younger generation. And I recognized that there are a palette of problems. And I tried to bring these problems, not just one problem, one big problem, but bring different kind of layers mm-hmm, of these yeah. problems into the story to show this situation of, let's say, hopeless. Yeah. Hopeless situation. Yeah,
to bring yeah, this. Yeah. And listen, the film is a love story. So how can love fit in this struggle, in this picture?
I was thinking about when I made this story, I don't want to make a typical Iranian film just for the Iranian society. I want to make a film for the global audience, for a film that works universal, at universal topics. And I was really naively thinking, and I said, let's do a love story at the beginning, because we all have this feeling. We all know how it feels. The first love, the taste of the first love, what you want to do for the first love. You want to, in Germany we say, put out trees out of the, you have so much power, you want to achieve so much. And I thought it's a good start, like a love story. But it's not the film is not a love story at all. It begins as a love story, and it goes more and more in the direction of the drama, and at the end there's a tragic element, and I also play with criminal aspects, like a criminal genre, And I liked a lot to change the genres, to give the audience the idea that they're gonna watch a love story, to get them in involved emotionally, but then go step by step to show more of the Iranian society. That is so hard to if you let me say it easier. I just said I want to give this Amir, our main protagonist, a very simple task to get together with his love. Let's see if it is possible in Iran or not.
This
And
is it.
it went very hard.
Yeah, and actually shows that it is really, really hard. And there is this kind of I mean, it's for us audience from the Western world, it's impossible not to watch your films and thinking about the protests and discontent protests that were very public in like in the past months. So in Iran, so youth is raising their heads and say we are done. We need the society to change. And how did you put this in this perspective of the narrative of your film? So which were the links?
First of all, the film was shooted and written before of this protest. So, and I have the feeling that they have nothing to do with the process, for first. But because I don't understand myself like a political filmmaker. I understand myself. I like to have the about the social structure, and I these kind of topics are interest. I'm more interested in than to be political because I think. If you make films like political films with a political message, then they get old in some kind of time, as in 2 years, 3 years. Nobody will talk about it like we don't talk about anymore about the protest in Iran so much. So that's I don't follow this kind of things. But I must say there is a link to it because there is a lot of things which are going not right at the moment in the society. And they come out periodically, and I wanted to talk about things which are in my from my point of view not going the right direction, and it is connected to the economic situation. It's connected to a lot of things what people are suffering there nowadays in Iran, and the incredible rise of inflation. It's making the people more and more. Putting them against the wall, and they don't know how to get out of it, and that's the main things. And I talk about the young people because they are the future of this society. They are the absolute the future, which should have all these possibilities which they don't have. And that's for me very important to talk about it.
Yeah, actually, the what is very clear is that though that generation cannot look at their own future because there is none, or it seems to be there is. Seems that there is none for them, and this is really interesting because it's something that your film shows very well. But it's something that is not only linked only to Iran. It seems more like a global issue. You know that every single country is facing in a different way, but every single young generation has to deal with, and the strength that Amir, your lead character, put into his this fight towards a better future is really heartbreaking for us, because it looks like every time it seems to have done a step forward, he's doing like three steps back. And how did you work with him? How did you work with the actor in order to make him able to keep this intensity throughout, the same intensity throughout all the film?
It's very interesting how you describe it because one of the pieces of the music score is called the theme of the Sisyphus Myth. Sisyphus Myth from Albert Camus. And I was thinking of him like a Sisyphus who is always doing, suffering, but it always
And
comes
then you're always
back
coming
and
back to
has
start again, yeah.
And I talked with him a lot about this. He's a young actor. He starred in my film. He never played in a big role. He was just played one or two short films. He was not known in Iran, and but when I saw him, I So this pure naivety, this romantic aspects of him, and this power in his eyes, that I said, okay, that's the one we should follow for, because we made a big casting. There was a lot of young actors coming because it's a leading role. They all want to play it, but he was the only one who was pure in front of the camera, because I don't wanted a person who acts, who acts or who shows us some emotions which he doesn't have. I wanted to be him natural, like the nature, because we deal a lot with in the film with the nature, with the aspect of nature, that the nature and the environment problems which I talk about in the film is a subtext of the film. It's a metaphorical layer on the film, and I needed him also to be very pure and like a nature. And then step by step, scene by scene, we transform him, we deform him, we bring him different layers, we give him some other aspect, and also evil aspects and also unmoral aspects, and we deform his face and we make him not look very good, etc. And that was what I followed, and it worked with him very good. And I like to work with also with non-professional actors, and to bring this naivety and this pureness in the camera. If you see, we made a mix of actors, because the Fishers, some of the Fishers are non-professional actors,
And some of actors,
but
yeah.
and some are very famous actors in Iran. So we made a group of them to bring this authenticity. And for me, it's very important in film to have authenticity.
Yeah. Listen, as you said at the beginning, you decided to start the film as a love story, and the sea at the very beginning of the film is a very important part to this love story because they love. Both Amir and Narges, they love the film, they love the sea, they leave the sea a lot, and then the sea changes and it becomes an enemy instead of a friend. So and there are some very specific directorial choices and aesthetical choice in telling us this. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yes, for me, it's the sea is a third protagonist in the film. The first is Amir, the young man fighting for his love. The second is Narges, the woman trapped in a society, and she doesn't know how to deal with. And the third is the sea, and the sea is a friend of Amir. They are very close friends. But on the other side, the sea is also the destiny for these young people, the destiny for this society, and it's changed the faces. And we have some kind of situations in the film. I think there are three situations when Amir is watching to the sea and somehow asking him for an answer. When he has a pro when he's in a situation when he doesn't have no solution, he asks to the sea. For example, after when his friend died, in this in Omid died, when they want to escape, and then he asks to the sea, what should I do? Should I take the money? Is it my fault that he died? Is it your fault? You took my friend, or did I do it? Was it my choice or your choice? It's kind of dialogue which I like a lot when he talks to the sea.
And it's you also choose to shoot the sea in a different way throughout the film. I mean, the color changes, the photography changes a lot. You know, it gets darker and deeper and darker both ways, you know. This is a narrative choices as well, not only aesthetical. So why? Also, I mean, also framing is different throughout the film. There are different changes, different feeling that in order to help us, the audience, to get more into the story. So why did you choose that? What was your purposes?
I for me is filmmaking is telling a story through images. First, very important for me. That's why the choice of the right DOP is very important for me. And I love to work with Ashkan Ashkani. It's the DOP of the film, also of some of Rasulov film, but also different films he made, big films in Iran. And together with Ashkan, we were thinking how we can bring the audience in this in the inner world of these people. So, and we decided a very good working and simple concept, that we at the beginning we have the more light situation, the sun and the red colors and the colors of this of Narges' clothes and his clothes are more warm colors. And then scene by scene, when he goes to the fishery and his destiny gets another turn, the colors change into blue, gray, brown, and darker colors. So we let the color out. So with this, we could dive more into the inner world, like to be closer with this, with our protagonist, and to feel on their skin what they are going through. And this was important to show the aspect of hopeless, yeah, to bring it that point. Sorry, like Omid said, it's like a dead end here. Yeah, you come to the dead end, and
Yeah, you
this
come.
sentence is very important.
Yeah, there is no escape. There is no solution, no escape.
Absolutely.
I have one last curiosity to ask you about. That is the how you depict the fishing world, you know, the fisherman's and the smuggling and the criminal act. Everything is very credible. The credibility is outstanding to this. So I think it was a process of knowing these people, of entering this world, being in order to make it believable to us. So how did you approach them? Which was the process there?
When I started thinking what kind of film I will do in Iran about young people, there was accidentally that I was at the north, at the Caspian Sea, and I found this kind of fishery. It is a very special fishery. It's like a tradition, an old tradition in Iran, and they work with tractors, big tractors, and they put the nets out of it. It's a very hard work. It's a very they work in the season, like 5 months far away from their relatives, no woman there, just men, and very closed. And there is this heart, this hierarchy. That's like that you have the leader and the other ones who have to listen to them. And I was very fascinated from this man-dominated world. And I was thinking it's a very good parable and metaphor about our society, and I brought it in the film. And then I was thinking, okay, I saw this and I was fascinated, but you never can copy it in the film. It would be always staged. And I was thinking how to do it. And I tried to bring the concept that I will work with a real fisherman and to build up this setting again, and then let them do their work. They really fish there in our film, but they are set up for us. And inside of this situation, we put our protagonists and they work. They get real workers. It was real work. And there was one situation where we were shooting, but they didn't know that we are shooting. And then one of the bosses said to our main protagonist, "Hey, hurry up, go on, put the nets." He was really thinking he should work. And this kind of authenticity was very important to bring it, to make it alive.
No, definitely. I mean, it gives the film a different pace, a different feeling. It makes everything much more we feel for Amir more because this part of his life is very believable.
But by the way, it was a really hard task because shooting a film, you need to have clear rules. So now, first we are shooting, everybody on position, and et cetera, et cetera. We couldn't do it like this. It was like totally a controlled chaos, let's call
Well,
it.
this control chaos at the end, it worked because the film was good. I mean, he is good.
But it's only connected to the situations with the in the fishery, yeah, when the
With the
member of the
fisherman
fishing.
situation.
But everything else is set up and built up with lights, and
But there,
they
well,
made a big job. They made a big job from the camera department. But these scenes were like really challenging.
challenging to say the least. Well, thank you very much to Behrouz Karamizade, the director of Empty Nets, the winner of the Special Jury Awards at the Carlo Vivari Festival this year. Thank you very much for having been with us. I am Angela Cerbi for Fred, the Festival Insider.
Thank you very much. It was a pleasure.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.